An intriguing Czech exhibition is on its way to Iraq in the coming weeks, dedicated to the exploits of the Czech Republic's most famous explorers. Jiří Hanzelka and Miroslav Sigmund traveled through Iraq in 1960 as part of their voyage to the Middle East and Asia, one of several such adventures in their trademark Tatra car. On Friday, Miroslav Sigmund and a delegation of visiting Iraqi politicians visited the exhibition at the Czech Senate. Rob Cameron was there and has this report.
The walls of the Senate's Valdštejn Palace in Prague's Malá Strana echoed to the sound of an oud, the lute-like instrument common to the Middle East, as an Iraqi musician performed in front of a large gathering of Czech and Iraqi politicians. They included Osama al-Nujaifi, Speaker of the Iraqi Parliament, on his inaugural visit to Europe. Mr. al-Nujaifi spoke of the long history of Czech-Iraqi relations, a history that goes back 80 years to the very foundation of the modern Iraqi state. The exhibition about Sigmund and Hanzelka's travels through Iraq was organized by Bronja Tomášová, the Czech ambassador to Baghdad.
We have almost 80 years of diplomatic relations. It's really a very long-term partnership and friendship, and the relations are very special. But the aim of the exhibition is really mainly to show that the time changed in Iraq, that it's no more war, it's not about violence, that really there have been made extreme progress. And till now, the Czech citizens has not realized, and not only citizens, even politicians, businessmen, and we want to attract them and to come to Iraq and to strengthen the relations through coming there.
The exhibition features black and white photographs taken by the pair, showing towns and cities more familiar to us now from news headlines of terrorist bombings or American military campaigns. They're a fascinating glimpse at a more peaceful Iraq, albeit one still torn by political upheaval. Sigmund and Hanzelka arrived just 2 years after the military coup that overthrew the Hashemite kingdom. Miroslav Sigmund, now a sprightly 91, has fond memories of the trip half a century ago.
I remember we could go midnight in any corner of Baghdad, quite safe. And the fact that we could go even to the north of Iraq, to Kurdistan. We were probably the first Czechoslovak people who visited Kurdistan. And even the book which we published about Kurdistan in English, in Russian and in German, just disappeared within a few weeks. And mostly the book was bought by Kurdish people.
After a stint at the Senate, the exhibition, which includes clothing and other items from the original exploration, will now move to Iraq itself, where it will go on display in various towns up and down the country. After that, it will return to the Czech Republic. Czechs were unable to travel during the long years of communism. For most of them, the books, films and radio programs of Sigmund and Hanzelka were a chance, albeit vicariously, to wander far-flung corners of the globe.